This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Have you noticed that everything we understand, everything we have in our history, and even our personal sensibilities seem to be under attack in this new woke world that we find ourselves in? First of all, COVID-19. Yes, I know, we're all sick and tired of hearing about it, protecting ourselves from it, and sadly watching the continuous death toll rising. So with the Delta variant swarming our communities, what sense does it make to go after our healthcare workers? Well, none. That's the answer. I understand the desire for medical institutions to want all their workers vaccinated, but a bunch of them aren't. Why? I don't know. But this is America, and it's their choice. So as medical institutions demand vaccinations or they'll terminate your employment, we're now looking at a shortage of healthcare workers in the midst of this pandemic. For that matter, look at what's happening to teachers. Because of the vaccine mandate, we now don't have enough teachers to teach our children. A lot of teachers refuse the vaccination, and that's certainly their right, but now we have a teacher shortage. Just yesterday, the state is going to lower qualifications to get a substitute teacher's license. Why? Because in 2019, there were over 8,000 substitute licenses. Now there are barely 4,000 in the state of Oregon. On a national level, well, our president just can't do anything right. I mean, it was bad enough when he mandated all federal workers, including the military, but then he mandated vaccinations on all subcontractors to the government, and now he's going to mandate all workers of those subcontractors, too. That just doesn't make any sense. I mean, look what happened to Southwest Airlines this last weekend. It was partly the airline and partly air traffic controllers, but the problem was the same, mandated COVID vaccinations. Closer to home, Monday was not Columbus Day. I know you've celebrated it for your entire natural life, but you were wrong, you see. Nope, the state of Oregon is now one of 13 states that have kicked old Christopher Columbus to the curb and instead have instituted Indigenous Persons Day. Finally, the news hit this morning that DC Comics, who owns the rights to Superman, will be coming out with a new edition where Superman is going to be bisexual. No kidding. Superman, the protector of the universe. Superman, who every boy would love to be. Superman, you know, fighting for the truth, justice in the American way. Well, now we're faced with him being bisexual. It just seems like nothing is off limits anymore. Be it history, culture, popular icons, or even our dreams, they need to be shattered and nullified to appease the cancel culture of today. Sad and pathetic. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.